Bob's Discount Furniture, proud to be the official furniture store of the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro along with Glenn Macnow. Let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLticketExchange.com. Glenn, the second half of the season begins with two home games and then Detroit on Thanksgiving. Three last-place teams in 12 games.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Give me three wins. The rest of the schedule, though, I mean, how many wins do you see in the final eight games?
One, two, three.
Yep.
Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Washington.
Okay, that's five.
That's five.
That's nine.
And I think it all comes down to beating the Giants the last day of the season.
Wow, wait. I think the Eagles are going to be in better shape than that.
Wait, I just gave them 10 wins. You're going to give more than 10?
No, you gave them 9 wins.
Well, I gave them 9 coming into the Giants.
I don't think Arizona on the East Coast in December is as formidable. But I agree, it will take a...
Everything has to go right for your prediction to work. And as we know, everything doesn't always go right.
But 6-2, is that unrealistic?
It's not impossible. I mean, we've seen teams like this catch a win. You and I have been following the Eagles long enough. There were years where Buddy started out that bad.
2013.
Yeah, sure.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about the NFC East. Okay, we've talked about it all year, but it's just fascinating to me. And I think it's getting very defined now. The Giants and the Eagles, perhaps, Glenn, separating themselves from the Washington Redskins and the Dallas Cowboys. Are the Cowboys toast?
Yeah, they're done. They're cooked. They're done. They're irrelevant. They don't matter. They're not important. They are done. It's over.
One more game without Tony Romo in Tampa on Sunday.
Yeah, that's fine. And they may even win that one. But after that, they're not going to just kind of run the thing. Just because Tony Romo's coming back, and I respect him, they are not going to run the table with Tony Romo. They're a mess.
Okay. Washington has played hard football. They've had a lot of injuries. A little bit of intrigue this week. DeSean Jackson beefing a bit about his lack of production. It certainly seems that deal did not work out for Washington nor for DeSean.
No.
Who I would be surprised to be a Redskin next year.
I'm sure he's going to get cut, take the money, and end up somewhere else, and probably not on a particularly good franchise. Yes. I think the Patriots just kind of toyed with Washington last week, where they beat them 27-7 or something like that. And here's the thing about Washington. No sacks last week, just 13 for the season. So they can't rush. And here's the stats. Washington has given up in the last four games 748 rushing yards. That's incredible. Yeah. In the meantime, they have rushed for 172. They're giving up 4 yards for every one they gain. We don't have to be coaches. You know you can't win with that.
That's right. And then the New York Giants with Jason Pierre-Paul back. Hold off Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's woes in the red zone really came back to haunt them. Mike Evans, an absolutely terrible game with 6 drops at wide receiver. The Giants this week, well, they've got New England. And then they've got a brutal schedule on the other side.
They do. So here's what you go. They got New England this week at home. I still think New England's going to win.
Okay.
Then they go to Washington. They could beat Washington. The Jets at home, what do you think?
I think they beat the Jets. Because it's home for the Jets, too.
At Miami.
That will be determining on how hard Miami plays at that point.
All right. Panthers at the Vikings.
Two losses.
And then they close with the Eagles. I really think that last game is going to be huge.
Right, so we got a lot to play for in the NFC East. Of course, the Eagles with the Miami Dolphins up next. We'll talk about that in just a bit. When we come back to Eagles 360, we're going to talk a little bit about fantasy football.
Script, wasn't it?
A look at the past weekend and then some values. Who are Philadelphia Eagles? Who's emerging? Who could get you into your fantasy football postseason?